Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay.
Let's go. You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We're here live on The Smith Express Show. Crazy day, early in the morning. Got a dope interviewer, you know what I'm saying? Been knowing partner for a minute. Nothing but heat, spit bar for bar. You know, probably one of the best in Indiana, if not, you know what I'm saying, top five or so. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm going to let Buddy introduce himself, man. Go ahead, what's poppin'? Let him know what it is.
Hey, yo, it's A-Frame, on America 317, man. Shout out Christopher Smith, man. Big introduction, man. I appreciate you, yo.
No problem. You know what I'm saying? We've been knowing each other for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You definitely been doing your thing, getting it in.
Yo, you've been keeping 100 with me.
Love, yo. That's what's up. And likewise, you feel me?
Always.
So, you know what I'm saying? How long
that's
you been?
That's all I know.
Oh, man, that's love, yo. That's love, for real. How long you been doing the music thing?
Yeah, for a minute, man. For about 15 years, really, you know what I mean? Just solo, you know what I mean? Just started, you know what I mean? High school, found out a buddy was rapping. So I jumped on some shit and took over their whole fucking song, you know what I mean? So I was like, damn, you know what I mean? Maybe I got something here, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. What were some of your inspirations growing up?
Oh, shit. In my era, you know what I mean? I'm an 80s baby. Who can't say Pac, you know what I mean? That's got to be up there. But a big influence is Jada, Nas, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But Jada is like probably one of the biggest, you know what I mean?
That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Big up to the Jada. You know what I'm saying? Definitely out there doing this thing. Deep blood crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, was there a specific song from an artist that made you want to pick up a pair, or it was just listening to those artists that inspired you to do so?
Nah, man. It was just old boy in high school, man, and they had a beat, and I found out that they asked me if I wanted to write something. You know, I moved from that, and so I was going motherfucker from the hood. So I jumped on there and just started writing about shit that I seen. And when I was done, you know, that shit just went flawless and went right into the hook. And you know what I mean? I didn't know anything about writing or anything, and it just fit perfect. And you know what I mean? It was just like it all came together, man. So it, you know. I always love music, always love rapping, you know what I mean? Rapping along to the songs of all my favorite artists and shit, but it wasn't the artist who got me, you know, wanting to write. It was me writing myself and basically blew myself away. And, you know, I had buddies saying it was dope, but then the first time I spit for, you know, some strangers, and then the you know, everybody just started wilding out. Then I was like, oh, shit, you know what I mean?
That's dope, man. So, like, as far as what the music thing go, like, you've been in, you know what I'm saying? You say you've been doing it for quite some time. The game has changed dramatically, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what's your take on that and the style of music that's being played now?
Well, you know, I mean, there's still some boys going hard, and you know, there's still some old schoolers in the game, you know, like Jaden, you know, he's still doing his thing and doing his fizzle, you know, but I ain't gonna throw no shade or no hate, but I can't feel like all this mumble rap and all that, you know what I mean? I don't really fuck with it, you know what I mean? I ain't hating on them, let them get their cheddar, you know what I mean? That's the one thing I ain't a hater. You know what I mean? Even if I don't like it, you know what I mean? Get your bread, homie. But I can't really get down with that shit. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I ain't about this new age shit. Like, it's mostly about the beat. You know what I mean? And when I came up, it was about the lyrics and about what you had to say. And I could hear from different artists like Jada and you know, BG and all them, like there's certain rapper boots, like there's certain rappers you listen to and you know them motherfuckers is from the street. Like, you know what I mean? So when I spit my shit is everything I see. It was raw, real right there. You know what I mean? So I want motherfuckers to know what I'm spitting is the truth. You know what I'm saying? I ain't just making shit up.
Hey, I definitely feel you on that. What's your take on social media now being a heavy part of the music game? Because, like, some people think that social media is part of the streets and streets is social media. To me, I think that it should never be no type of mixture. It should never be no side to side, none of that. Totally two different things, you feel me? Streets is real, social media.
I totally agree. I feel like people on social media be acting like they thugs on the gram. Or all this and that, you know what I mean? It's easy to do that shit on the phone, you know what I mean? But when I'm out in the streets and I'm out on the block, I don't see them same motherfuckers just on the gram and on social media talking all that shit. I don't see them out there. That's... You know what I mean? So if you gonna be about it. But don't just be behind closed doors and get on your phone and talking all this shit and zip you up. Be able to back it up and be out here. Let me, when I ride through the streets, let me see you. Chuck the deuce. Let me see you this out here. You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be out there with my genies. Where you be at? You know what I'm saying?
That's big facts. I definitely agree on that. You know what I'm saying? That right there could be very misleading to the consumer, thinking someone's greater than what they really is.
Yeah, for real. Acting all hard and, you know, showing these guns and knowing that, I, you know, 80% of these people I see, I'll smack them in their fucking mouth and ain't going to do shit about it, you know what I mean? But they act all hard on the gram, man. That pisses me off. Like I said, I ain't no hater. Get your bread. But don't be a gimmick. Like, I feel like so much love for rap, like, it feels like you're stealing from it, you know what I mean? Like, you're taking from the quality, you know what I mean? You're taking from the whole genre, you know what I mean? Like, you're stealing.
Yeah, I agree, for real. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but to each his own, though. You know, like you said, like, hey, get your money and be out. That's all it's about. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your family.
That's just sacred to me, man. Like, when people do that shit, it's like, man, you're really disrespecting the whole era. You know what I mean? From the DJs to the B-boys, you know, from back in the day, you know what I mean? Like, the whole, you know, the everything, you know what I mean? Like, you're raping it, man, and I got love for all that shit.
For real. So, like, you growing up, what was the song or album or multiple album or songs that you could listen to from front to back without skipping? Because nowadays, this music, man, you do more skipping than you do listening.
Oh, but, probably the first one would probably be All Eyes on Me or, you know, one of the Pac albums, you know what I mean? When them just throwing out them double discs. But, you know, the first one, like, when I was starting to rap and listening to, like, you know, 50 Cent dropped his first album, you know, that was a banger. That from front to back, you know what I mean? Every song on that motherfucker was a banger. He kind of fell off a little bit, I feel like, after that, you know what I mean? But really, it was Jadakiss, Kiss of Death, you know what I mean? The Kiss of Death album. That motherfucker blew me away, bro.
That's dope. Was that a specific T.I.'s song?
Urban Legend.
Oh yeah, T.I. go hard. You know what I'm saying? I think his trap music go hard too. That with all them.
Oh yeah.
24.
I mean, he was hard back when he put out I'm Serious, but then nobody take him serious until trap music, and he had David Banner on there. But then when he put out Urban Legend, shit, me and my boys went out and copped that motherfucker four or five times because this. We got, that was back when you had to play the CD, and motherfucker got scratched up so much when we was partying, like, we had to go buy another. We bought four or five copies of that motherfucker.
That's what's up. That era, though, I think that was probably, like, the last of the great hip-hop era. You know what I'm saying? You had The Game come out.
Yeah.
You had, you know what I'm saying, Fabulous. Oh, yeah, The Carter. Fabulous was doing this thing. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Dipset had that era locked, though.
Yeah, I already know how you feel about this set. Me and you go back and forth about the locks and D-blocking versus Dipset.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But what's it called? But it's just like, just the way the era, I think the value of it kind of tarnished because now it's more about the quick money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't.
Yeah,
it's
a quick check.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not so much of the heart that or the time that's been put behind the songs. You know what I'm saying? People used to spend time and hours writing the verse, making sure every line was on point.
And then more hours, you know, mixing and mastering and making sure every tweaking every little thing to make sure it's perfect. Because they, like Dipset and all them, like you said, like they was the last of a dying breed, man, because they wanted this shit to come out perfect. They wasn't just like, all right, boom, send it out. Let's get on another one.
Yeah, for real. I mean, like I said, The era's definitely changed. Even the way that we go out and we consume the music. Back in the day, if a motherfucker sold 1 million records, motherfuckers really got up out their bed and went to the mom and pop stores and actually bought the album. Now it's just a click of a button on your phone where you could just be laying in bed and get the new album.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, I remember we'd be on the block bumping Do or Die. And, you know what I mean? They was flexing about when they went gold. You know what I mean? You know, Indiana, we close to Illinois. We bought a shot, so we bought Do or Die and Twister. And Twister, when they was talking about going go, you know what I mean? We was hooting and hollering, you know what I mean? We was happy to see them boys go, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? But, like, just the way, like, people literally had, it wasn't on your phone. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? You had to really go to the store, catch a bus, catch a cab, you feel me? To go get a CD. And them CDs back then wasn't cheap. Them CDs was up there. Especially in the 90s.
And that was back when Master P was putting out an album every 2 weeks. We'd go pop that. Every 2 weeks, we'd have to go cop that album.
Yeah, real shit. And just on the stream, you didn't even know much about the artist, but you knew that if they had that No Limit tag, that shit was going to be hard.
Yeah. Definitely. Master P wasn't letting nothing go out that was whack.
Yeah, I mean, Cash Money, you know what I'm saying, they started off slow, but they end up eventually, I mean, they eventually, you know what I'm saying, got the grasp of it and was doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
I got the Carter. I was bumping the Carter this morning, bro. No bullshit.
What's your favorite song on there?
Shit, I don't even know what it's called, but I know what number 4 on the track.
Yeah, damn. My homie is a Wayne head, Krishan. Like he love that shit. I mean, Wayne cool. You know what I'm saying? Not to knock him, but it's like I don't know that CD like that. You feel me? That CD was dope. One of my favorite songs. He got a couple songs on there besides that Go DJ. I liked that Birdman Jr. song.
It's the one where he's like, you know, Birdman starts talking. It's not even a chorus. Birdman's talking, and he's like, fuck that, I'm coming back. You sleep in the field for trying to do a bunch of head to the meat, turn your mind to fool.
I think that's the song I'm talking about. It's called Birdman Jr. Man, that's what you know what's an album that I slept on that I wish I didn't sleep on that. I don't know what I was thinking, why I slept on it was the Father Like Son album. Like, I just, like, last year was my first time.
Oh, man, I bumped that, bro. I know there's a lot that I slept on, but that one I bumped, man. Stunning like my daddy. Stunning like my daddy. I'm the young stunner. That shit was hard, boy.
Yeah, that whole CD, damn. Man, hold on, give me 1 second, because I'm finna definitely pull it up. Cause like, bro, like I didn't like those. I hate that I slept on them. When I tell you I slept,
bitch, I'm paid. That's all I gotta say. Can't see little nigga, the money in the way. And
hold on, like
that shit went hard, bro.
Yeah, the it's a song on there called like Father Like Son. Like that shit hit home so hard. Like that's the song I have on repeat. That first key. Over here hustling.
Yep.
That you know what I'm saying? That Kanye dropped around that time too. That college dropout, that late registration, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's when you had to have at least 10 to 12 bangers on your album to be even considered good.
Yeah, I'm watching. When you hit me up, I was watching that new documentary on Kanye they put out on Netflix.
It was dope, and
I'm in the middle of it. It's dope right now. It's showing how he came up and how they was just looking at him as a beat maker and wasn't taking him serious as an artist and shit. And now he was grinding.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Man, hey, that shit real. You know what I'm saying? The struggle's definitely real. You know what I'm saying? Especially back then, because you didn't really have that much outlet, that much, you know what I'm saying, connections back then, like how it is now, how it's more so up in the front where you could.
Yeah, I feel like if they took all that technology away, like some old heads like me and you would just have so much of an advantage on these other motherfuckers, you know what I mean? Because they lean so much on that technology for a crutch. And I just got my pen and pad, yo. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Like, I mean, when I write my music, though, you know what I'm saying? I write on my phone. Like, even when I write my books and stuff, I write on my phone. I ain't wrote on a pen and pad in years.
I just use a pen and pad because it feels like it helps me. When I'm writing it, it helps, you know, burn it in my brain better, you know what I mean? Like, when I'm writing, physically writing out the words, you know, like I said, I got love for this shit. If I never do nothing with this shit, I'm still gonna be doing it, bro. That shit's like therapy to me. You know how many felonies that I done avoided by just going ahead and picking up a pen and pad instead of picking up something else, you know what I'm saying?
Man, for real, that's what's up, you know what I'm saying? You definitely talented, hella talented. You know what I'm saying? Hey, in your opinion, what's your top 5 Midwest artists?
We gotta go Midwest. I mean, M's out there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, Twister, back in the day was Bone. You know, Bone came out of Ohio. You know, that's the problem. We ain't got a lot of Midwesters, you know what I mean? That's why it was so big for us. Like when I heard the game talking about, you know, half of you rappers wasn't trapping when I was trapping to Do or Die, you know? And I was like, man, game bump Do or Die, you know what I mean? All out on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that was big for me. I was like, damn, man. You know what I mean? I didn't know motherfuckers outside Indiana and Chicago knew Do or Die. You know what I mean? Like, it was just crazy. What I mean? That's why I'll big up anybody from the Midwest that I'll put, you know what I mean? As long as they 100, you know what I mean? You know how I am, man. If they loyal and they keep it G and keep it 100, man, I'll root for you all the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. What's it called? It's a couple artists from the Midwest, like Common, Nelly, the St. Lunatics, D12 was doing their thing, Eminem, Royce, you know what I'm saying?
Big Sean. Yeah, Nelly and them, I met them. I met Murphy Lee.
That's what's
up. Just going to the concert, you know what I mean? Just caught them in the mall, you know what I mean? And chopped it up with
him
for a bit, man. They cool dudes.
That's what's up. Big Sean from the Midwest. Like, the Midwest has its artists, you know what I'm saying? His fair share, but
they just get slept on, man.
Yeah, because what? In the South, when they took over, they still took over. You know what I'm saying? They still got it, in my opinion.
Like, it took a while. It felt like, for me, that Twister got some recognition, you know what I mean? It seemed like he was out for damn near 2 decades before somebody started tipping their hat towards him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. Like, it's crazy, you know what I'm saying? But it was a couple, though, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, the Midwest definitely had its fair share, you know what I'm saying? It just never really took over.
Right now, you know what I mean, the shot is getting their just due, finally, you know what I mean? You got a lot of rappers coming out the shot. And even if I don't agree with some of their music, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'm rooting for them, you know what I mean? Like, get your fucking paper because motherfuckers done been sleeping on us for too long. And even if they ain't from Indiana, shit, they close enough. They Midwest, so I'm down with it.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So, hey, you know what I'm saying? You definitely bar for bar dope, you know what I'm saying, yourself. You know what I'm saying? Let me hear you spit some shit, for real, for real. Go hard.
I bet. I used to take a Frank, man, all day. Hey, Frank, on a beat, I'm doing somersaults and scissor kicks. I have to snitch because they always make my triggers twitch. Take a quick peek of my soul. You see a sinner, bitch. Sinister minister, miraculous microphone finishes, and I ain't even got me a soul. I'm the spiritless. I see so much heartache, my heart, he's hit the dimmer switch. Interfere with me and you interfere with the killer, bitch. And if you push my button, you might just flip the killer switch. And if you flip the killer switch, you gonna see the killer switch to a switchblade and kill a stick in your liver, bitch. And pulling it back out, cut off your fucking clitoris. I know you motherfuckers can't see me. Are you hearing this? My penis started smoking. I guess I'm right in the villain shit. Only way a G like me to smoke a pinner, bitch. It's time for the pinner, bitch. And now that I've just finished this, it shouldn't be a different mind. I know who the winner is.
Hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. I see you.
That's just 16. You know, I can crack them out. 60 some bars. You know me. You know, me and you already know. I can go all day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I definitely had to grab you, you know what I'm saying? I see, you know what I'm saying, your pen game getting stronger. Definitely had to have you on my show, because for those that may not know or that's just not tuning in and chopping it up with me, you was definitely the first artist on my show when it turned to a podcast. Yep.
And we're going to wake up for sure, and big up to you, man. Smith, hey, no cap, man. Smith, you've been in my corner, bro. Like, shit motherfuckers don't even need to know about that. You know what I mean? Like, shit you didn't even need to do. You helped the motherfucker out. You've been looking out. And I salute you, bro. Big ups to that. And I'm happy to see you succeeding, doing your thing. You know I'm in your corner. Anything you need, I got you. But I wanted to take time to say thanks, because I appreciate everything you've been doing. Because, you know what I mean, people listening don't know behind the scenes the kind of shit you did for me. And hopefully still will do, and when me and you link up, and then I can later repay the favor.
Yo.
What?
You was fading out. But you know what I'm saying? It's all love though, bro. You know what I'm saying? Everything was done genuinely from the heart though. You know what I'm saying? I definitely fuck with you. You feel me?
That's what I appreciate. You know what I mean? I told you, just like I told everybody else, keep it 100. You know what I mean? And you've been there when, you know what I mean, when shit wasn't public or recorded or on camera or anything. Just did it out of love, man. So I appreciate that, and I salute you. That's why I'm happy to see you succeeding.
No problem, bro. No doubt. You understand what? Anytime, G. Anytime. So, like, you know what I mean? You been chopping it up? You been checking out the sports?
Yeah, man, I'm all over that. Boy, I'm coached till I die.
That's what's up. How you feel about the NFL Super Bowl that just passed?
Yeah, I'm happy that Stafford got his ring, you know what I mean? Because he wasn't doing shit with Detroit. And the first year he got to Los Angeles, he got him a ring, so I'm happy for that. You know what I mean? I can't hate on him for that. But that halftime show, man, probably the best I ever seen, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't believe it, man. I'm like, they done brought everybody out in this motherfucker.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They definitely showed out on there. I peeped. I didn't actually see the game, honestly. I had something going on, but, you know what I'm saying, I later checked out that halftime show. That halftime show was lit. You know what I'm saying? They all did their thing, from Snoop, Dre, 50, M. M definitely killed it.
I feel like they should have let Pac Park play on California Love, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Is what it is.
Nah. Because, like, speaking of loyalty, like, M loyal as fuck. You know what I'm saying? When you look at how, like, people usually get so big and then they, you know, branch off, or they go on their own, you know what I'm saying, they go on their own and they leave people behind. M stayed no matter what, you know what I'm saying? No matter how much money he got, no matter how many albums he sold, he still stayed. You feel me? And that's definitely loyalty.
And you'll still see him today acknowledge Dre and be like, if it wasn't for Dre, you know, I owe Dre everything. You know what I mean? Like, he's still saluting Dre, like, telling motherfuckers that shit ain't changed. Like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, him can do everything on his own. You know what I mean? He don't need Dre, but he's still sticking with him because he's back in his life. You know what I mean? And that's what that loyalty is supposed to be about. It ain't supposed to be about getting a little bit of money and then fuck chucking a deuce and never seeing a motherfucker again, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, because you know what I'm saying? Like, people come and go, you know what I'm saying? What people, but those that actually stay like family, man, that's all that matter to me. You feel me? Loyalty over everything, for real.
Whoa.
For real, man. Hey, it's definitely an honor to have you on my show, though, boss, man.
Hey, man, I'm more an honor, man. It's my honor, man. I appreciate you having me, brother. And I salute you, man. And I hope you continue success. You know what I mean? Keep doing your thug dizzle, man, because you're doing it out there, bro.
Good looking, bro. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Before I let you go, though, hey. For those that's tuning in, that's trying to accomplish some of the things you've accomplished, you got any encouraging words for them?
Just keep grinding. And the biggest thing I've seen is people coming up to me is they still have that fear. You know, public speaking is the biggest fear, you know, ever. So if you can get over that fear and just sit your shit without holding back and show the emotion and show the aggression and everything, you know what I mean? People are going to respect that, you know what I'm saying? So just put everything you have into your rhymes, man, and don't hold back. Don't have no quiver in your voice. Don't be stuttering and all scared. Say that shit with conviction and just keep grinding and, you know, just look for advice anywhere you can get it, you know what I mean? I think my shit go hard as hell, but I still look for, you know, any little tips or whatever, you know what I mean? I talk to you, any little tips, you know, I try to pick up anything I can still to this day, like, and I'm sure the ones that are on top of the game right now, they still do the same thing, like, they'll still pick up little things here and there, you know what I mean, and incorporate it into their shit to make it even better.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, I definitely agree on that, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's up, though, bro. We're going to definitely chop it up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me and Smith linking up soon, so y'all better watch out.
Oh, yeah, most stuff real soon. All right, though, boss.
It's all love, bro.
All love. All right, then. Peace.
One.
For sure. Yo, there you have it. Dope artist, A-Frame, Southern Indiana, holding it down, repping crazy. You know what I'm saying? Naptown was good, was popping. You already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Smith Express Show signing out. Smith, you already know. Let's get it. Yeah.